The long wait is over for Native American farmers and ranchers. They reached an historic $760 million settlement today in a discrimination lawsuit against the federal government.
Today is a happy day for all Native Americans. We've been waiting for this day for 10 and a half years.
That's Marilyn Keeps Eagle, the lead plaintiff in the lawsuit. She spoke on the steps of the federal courthouse in Washington, D.C. this afternoon. For more about this, I'm joined by NPR's David Shaper, who's been following the case. And David, what kind of discrimination did the Native Americans allege in their lawsuit, and how did that affect their ability to farm or ranch?
Well, Robert, the lawsuit claimed that from 1981 through 1999, the USDA, the United States Department of Agriculture, unfairly denied Native American farmers and ranchers low-interest loans, loan assistance programs, and other things just because of their race, similar to the lawsuit that was filed by African American farmers in a case known as Pigford. That case was settled in 1999, but this case has languished ever since 1999. The plaintiffs say they would sometimes just walk right into their local USDA office and be denied at the outset, while others say they faced long delays, extra hurdles in the application process, delays in processing and servicing the loans, or just delays in getting the money. And those delays also meant often meant they couldn't get crops in the ground or feed for their livestock or replenish their herds. So it really destroyed the livelihoods for a lot of these Native American farmers and ranchers. And this is what they do. This is the way they live.
$760 million in the settlement. How will that be paid out?
Well, it's in two parts. There's $680 million to be paid out in damages for those who feel they were discriminated against. Another $80 million will be used to forgive outstanding debt for those who qualify, those who did get loans but then didn't get the loans restructured or other things that they needed to make the payments. There are two tracks on the payment in damages, that's $680 million. And there will be an independent impartial adjudicator who will take a look at the circumstances and the evidence that the claimants present. One track will be capped at about $50,000 for people who can provide evidence that they were substantially discriminated against. They can get a higher standard of evidence. They can go all the way up to $250,000. All of this, though, needs the approval of a judge first, and the judge is expected to sign off on October 29th. He's already called this a historic settlement.
Does the payout also require the approval of Congress? Is it like an appropriation?
Well, it does not, actually, and this is where it differs substantially from the Pigford case. The Pigford case is now languishing because it doesn't have the money to pay. Congress hasn't approved the money to pay out those claims. What happened here is this funding is going to come from the Federal Government Judgment Fund. This is a fund that has already been established for legal settlements with the federal government. No need for congressional approval. The Justice Department says there's plenty of money available in this fund for this settlement. Unlike Pigford, which the first phase of the Pigford settlement payments, about $1 billion worth were paid out of that judgment fund. There's a second phase by many claimants who say that they were not well informed about the case, or they were improperly reviewed and they weren't able to get the money that they deserved. That money has to still be approved by Congress, and it's sitting in there waiting.
And again, the news today that Native American farmers and ranchers have reached a settlement with the federal government in their anti-discrimination lawsuit. The settlement totals $760 million. NPR's David Shaper, thanks.
Thank you, Robert.